How did you come to Savannah?
Born and raised here. Downtown, yeah. Went to the everything. I'm all Savannah. Public schools all the way.
How did you get into playing the bass?
I was actually at Gadsden Elementary School in the magnet program, and I really wanted to play the biggest instrument they had, and that's where it was. I was tall, but I wasn't tall enough, so I had to wait until fourth grade, and then I got to play it. Yeah.
Why did you stick with it? Because, I mean, that's a long relationship with an instrument.
It is. It is. It was so warm and so inviting and so contrasting to a lot of the higher frequencies of the other instruments that you normally hear. And I was definitely drawn to that low, deep, warm, inviting sound.
That said, okay, so do you play classical rep too?
I was classically trained, and then that has allowed me to grow from that platform. The theory and the training has given me a lot of avenues, so I've actually gone more towards a like blues rock, but definitely have those like classical and jazz roots still in there, the runs and all of that. So
do you compose your own stuff?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, cool. So how did having a classical background help with composition?
So music is obviously a universal language, and even though I'm not playing necessarily a lead guitar riff or a piano or drums, I can say, here's the rhythm, and I can even write it out for the bands, because we're not always playing with the same people all the time and being in these different environments, different venues. They understand what I can write down, and so composing has actually been a lot easier for me. I start on the bass, but obviously it's not all bass. So I can say, well, this is the chord and this is the note that you guys need to play.
Compositionally, do you have any musical kind of icons? Do you have anybody that you're that has really influenced your style?
Honestly, it's growing up, my favorite, this sounds bizarre, but obviously Mozart didn't shy away from giving the bass more than just a whole note every 84 measures. He let us play these runs. He wrote these runs down and was like, doesn't matter how big the strings are, be strong enough to play as fast as the violin. So obviously that's been more of a leading line, like, okay, if Mozart believed I could do it, I can definitely bring the bass into the spotlight.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of can't argue with Mozart, right?
Right, yeah. No, definitely not.
So I would think playing the upright bass would probably be a full body contact sport.
Yes.
How involved is it? Describe how it is physically to play a concert on your instrument.
It can be cumbersome, but it's so funny because everybody says, well, she dances on stage, and that's really what it is. It's like hugging somebody the entire time that you're playing, and that warmth is then becoming a sound.
Tell me a little bit about your experience of the Savannah music scene. Why are you here? What do you get out of it? How is it unique? That kind of thing.
Okay. I'm from Savannah, and so I love it. And a lot of people grow here and then they leave, or they come here and they take what they get and then they leave again. And they say, well, the Savannah market isn't big enough. But it's as big as you need it to be, because it is still a small town, which gives you anyone the opportunity to play, at least on a stage any given night, but also big enough to where I can call this my home base, create a fan base, and then use this to go and reach as many people as I want right down the street. I don't have to go on the road necessarily, but so many people, I meet probably 500 new people a week because I play every night, and they're just coming. So how many cities are there where people are coming to you from all over the world? You know, that's so unique. And the Savannah music scene is growing, and it continues to grow, and it continues to be not only inviting, but a catalyst for great things to happen. And you know, we keep doing it. So
it seems to be very, from the outside, it seems to be very collaborative. I mean, I see people from different bands kind of crossing over, and they'll go play with this person and crossing genres and things like that. What's been your experience of that?
Well, I've been a hired gun for a lot of the bands here. So I've gotten to play on stage with so many people. And if we haven't played at the same time, we're sharing the backstage. Yeah, definitely. It is collaborative. I feel like there is not a lot of tension in a lot of spaces. It's vying for the top spot. But in Savannah, everyone is so open and inviting that it doesn't become a fight for the fame. It's more of a party for us to really enjoy the art that we're creating. And that's where the collaboration comes from. I love going to, if I'm not playing, or even after my gigs, I go and see the next show. And I see a lot of people do the same. And so the support is amazing for the musicians and artists alike. Yeah.
Other than yourself, who are you listening to? If I pulled up your iTunes account, what would be most played?
Gary Clark Jr. is been steady on the list. He is a blues musician from Austin, and his first album was super grungy and super sultry, and it's obviously opposite of what anything I can produce, but that sound has been it's very much my, like, all right, I'm setting up now, I'm getting ready to rock, like, let's do this, regardless of the fans, how many people are there, or how many people are in the bar, or whether they're going to listen to me or not. This is my, like, anthem. So Gary Clark Jr. is definitely up there. And then on a whole nother level, Dusty Springfield. And she is a beautiful vocalist, and I've always enjoyed the songs and the stories that she sings. So,
where do you want your music to be in 5 years?
At this point, I'm actually really happy where I'm at. I'm happy getting to play in Savannah and really seeing the movement happen here. And so I have to say, if it got any further than that, it's just icing on the cake. I feel very lucky. I'm already, you know, playing full time and growing here. So,
how about for your music then?
Yeah, for my music, I get to play it whenever I want and for as many people as I want and for all different types of people. And so I really can't say that there's something beyond that. I guess the only other thing would be like NPR Tiny Desk Concert. Like, if I get to do that in the next 5 years, like, absolutely.
Did you enter the competition?
I didn't. My guitarist is 18, so I'm going to have to do it solo, I know. And I was like, oh, no.
You can totally do it solo.
I'm going to have to do it solo because of the, age drop-off. But, you know, it's funny because my drummer is, what, like 33? I'm in the middle there, and then my guitarist is 18, and so we're spanning this, like, age gap of a decade or so. And it's funny, when we saw the rules for it, I was like, oh, we can't quite do that, guys. So it was really funny.
So you're going to go solo, huh?
Going to have to, yeah. Going to have to enter it and go solo, so it'll be cool.
Okay, yeah. Have to keep us posted, obviously. Other than your band, what local group or band or artist are you paying a lot of attention to right now?
There are so many people I've got, even just in the past, like, 2 weeks. So many shows. Really enjoyed Lynn Avenue's performance at the Tybee Post Theater, and they're doing a lot of cool things there. And Wooden Steel was with them as well, and they were great. And I love them. They're both female-led bands, which I'm a big fan of. And then Isaac Smith, he's got one of my favorite drummers in his band, and he is a super talented songwriter. So I've really enjoyed just getting to see them grow. I mean, we're in Savannah, and we're constantly doing it. And so just seeing everybody grow together has been really awesome. That's who I've been paying a lot of attention to, yeah.
What would you advise somebody who, just a listener, about getting into the music scene here? What are the venues that you need to hit to really get the best of the local music scene?
Obviously, I'm partial to the Thursday Night Opry series at Trinity United Methodist because the acoustics in there are insane. They're beautiful. And to get that kind of sound out of a space, the fact that the church opened that space up for not just, you know, not just for their religious reasons, but for the bigger art scene, it's such a blessing. Such a blessing to get to use that. So that's my favorite venue. That's actually where the album release show is. And I'll also be playing Stopover there.
That's our stage. So.
Hey.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah. And other than that, the Jinx is always really fun. They bring in a lot of great out-of-town bands, and then they also support the local scene. So Damon and the
Kickers.
Damon and the Kickers over there. I love to go see them. So, yeah, great. Between the Jinx and Trinity, it's a vast difference, but they're both awesome venues for different reasons, yeah.